some point this winter, this past winter, I watched a movie that I wished I hadn't watched. Why? Well, because it was a true-to-life story. I get enough real life in life, so I don't like to watch movies that are true-to-life, real life. I don't need drama. So I tend to stay away from movies, but this one I watched because it was about cars and racing. And I started it at one point, and at some point, you know, I can never get through a whole movie. You don't have enough time or patience. And some point later, I picked up on it and finished it. I just wished I hadn't watched it. There was injustice in it. It's infuriating when there's injustice. And then it ends in tragedy. The guy dies. It was about Ken Miles and Ford GT, Ford versus Ferrari, the Le Mans, and the race that, you know, I was hooked, and I just watched it, you know, and he's off the team, he's back on the team, and long story short, he, I guess not technically, but he wins the race. But see, he stopped and waited for his teammates. And they crossed the line together at the same time. But because of who left when or whatever, technically, he didn't win. I was like, why did I watch this? This is infuriating. The injustice of it. He deserved to win. And then, and some of you are already shaking your heads, you know the story, or if you watch the movie, how does it end? He dies. Test driving, practicing on a track. It's a tragedy. Truly a tragedy, because his death didn't accomplish anything. But Christ's death, though in one sense an injustice, accomplished that which is of eternal and lasting value. Ken Miles leaves a wife and a little boy behind. Oh, a legacy, yeah. A movie that makes you hate Ford. But that's it. Christ faced a greater injustice, and yet it was not for naught. It was not for nothing. He did so willingly. Ken Miles stopped, waited for teammates, wasn't willingly losing. But Christ went willingly to the cross. We've heard tonight from the Gospel of Mark, they couldn't even get their accusations straight. They couldn't line them up. But they finally got them. Oh, you're blaspheming. You're claiming to be God. But there's no problem with that because he is. And then he goes to the cross, the centurion. Behold, what just happened? Who just died? Who died was the Son of God. Fully God, fully man. Innocent. Never, ever, ever, ever sinned. Disobeyed the Father. So why is this Good Friday? What's good about it? What good comes out of it? Now, why it's called Good Friday, that's another story, and covered that a couple of years back. We think it's because it used to be called God's Friday, and then, you know, you kind of slur and you slang things in, and from God's Friday, it became Good Friday. But good did come out of it. Why? How? That's a very simple question I want to answer from Galatians 3 tonight. Go ahead and join me there if you'd like, or listen as I read some of this passage. and then focus on how Jesus willingly became a curse or accursed in order to bring about good. Starting in verse 5, it's a weird place, but in Galatians chapter 3, verse 5, does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Just as Abraham believed God, it was counted to him as righteousness. Know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles, that is, non-Jews, by faith, preached the gospel, that is, good news, beforehand to Abraham, saying, in you shall all the nations be blessed. So then, those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them. Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. But the law is not of faith, rather the one who does them shall live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree, so that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. Now obviously cursed is a big part of this passage. Comes up in verse 10. Comes up again in verse 13. What does that mean? Some of you are hearing me say curse and cursed, and right away you're thinking of bad words that you're not supposed to say. Other of you are thinking of like, ah, I put a curse on you. Right? But we've got to go to Scripture to understand Scripture, and there's references here to the Old Testament, specifically Deuteronomy. Now, you keep your place in Galatians and flip to Deuteronomy 27 if you'd like, or just listen. In Deuteronomy 27, Moses is restating and explaining the commandments and the stipulations that God gave to the Israelites whom he had delivered from slavery in Egypt. In chapter 27, verse 26, we end a whole list of cursed be that Israel was to read out loud and remember. Cursed be anyone who, cursed be anyone who, cursed be anyone who. And it has all these things there in chapter 7. Strikes down his brother in secret. Takes a bribe. Sheds innocent blood. But verse 26 of chapter 27 helps us understand what cursed means. Cursed be anyone who does not confirm the words of this law by doing them. And all the people say, amen. Chapter 28, verse 1. And if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all the blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Then there's all these blessings, verse 15 of chapter 28. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord your God, or be careful to do all his commandments and his statutes that I command you today, then all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Curse, very simply, biblically means, and when I'm trying to understand a word or remember what a word means, it helps me when I use the same sound. Cursed means consequences. Just consequences. We don't really use the word cursed like that today. But if we did, then it's the same as the gavel going down and the verdict going out, guilty, and here's your consequences. 5 years in prison, or a $5,000 fine, or life in prison, or whatever it is. But it means you're getting the consequences that you deserve because you are guilty. That's what cursed means. Blessed means there's benefit involved, right? Now I'm stretching it, trying to use a B word for blessed. But a better word would be good or goodness or favor. Which is exactly what God called down upon Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 1. He created them and made them and he blessed them. He said, be fruitful and multiply. But they disobeyed. Specifically, Adam is held accountable for this in Romans chapter 6. They disobeyed, and that's why we call what comes in Genesis chapter 3 the curse. And some of you, even adults, are going, huh, yeah, I guess I never thought much about that word, curse or cursed. At least, I didn't, prior to when I first went through Galatians at a deeper level of study and not just reading it through. But that's what cursed and blessed mean. Blessed means goodness upon. After Adam and Eve, specifically Adam, rebelled and God gave them their consequences or the curse, well, then it was nothing but trouble. One brother kills his other brother and there's not many people around even. So, you know how bad it is right off the start. Cain kills Abel. And it goes on, and there has to be the flood, and then God calls this man Abram. And he promises him something. Blessing. Good. In a world of evil, in a world of thorns and thistles growing so easily when you're trying to grow food, God promises him blessing or good, favor, but not just to him. Through him to the nations. Well, how's that going to come about? God raises up through Abram a people. We call them Israelites because Abram had Isaac. And then Jacob, and Jacob got a new name when he wrestled with the Lord. Israel, one who wrestles with God. And so Israelites, his descendants, we also call them Jews because of Judea, or Hebrews is what Abraham was called, meaning someone who lives on the outskirts, raises up these people, and it's to these people that God shows himself mightily with the plagues in Egypt, brings them out, Exodus, and gives them his law. Summarizing the Ten Commandments. And the law serves what purpose? To completely and utterly condemn us as guilty. Who has not disobeyed one of the Ten Commandments? You shall not take the Lord your God's name in vain. You shall honor your parents. I look at the kids, but how many? I mean, we've all been kids. We are all rightly cursed. We all justly should get consequences for our rebellion and disobedience. But along comes this Jewish carpenter, who's a man and God. And then he goes ahead and gets nailed to a wooden stake with a cross beam. We call it the cross. A tree. Ah, and lo and behold, in Deuteronomy, cursed is anyone who's hung on a tree. And that's exactly what he was. Back to Galatians chapter 3. the first cursed in verse 10, cursed or consequences upon everyone, just consequences upon everyone who does not abide by all the things written in the book of the law and do them. Verse 13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. So that in Christ Jesus, the blessing, the good promised to Abraham, might come to the Gentile, non-Jews, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. There's the good. A good promised long ago. A good promise to a man and through a man to reestablish the good that was originally there, but corrupted by disobedience, and so in came the curse. And on that Friday, after having celebrated the Passover meal, but saying, this is no longer about Egypt and the Lamb, but me, the Lamb of God, the shedding of my blood for the forgiveness of sin, Jesus willingly, became a curse. That we might be blessed, or we might get goodness, the very goodness that God promised, that is here summarized in receiving the promised Spirit. And how do we receive it? Through faith. Verse 14. And that's why I started back up where I did in verse 5. Because before this section, it makes it clear that Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness through faith. Verse 9, so then, those who are of faith are blessed, have goodness upon them, along with Abraham, the man of faith. And then there, 10 through 14 explains how that was brought about through Jesus becoming a curse. As much as, and believe me, it irks me more than you know, as much as it irked me to learn about what happened to Ken Miles, and then truly be sad for a good while after I watched the end of the movie, because he dies. What Christ willingly endured far outweighs any example we could ever come up with of someone facing an injustice. Because you know what? Even if we're dragged into court and we get found guilty of something we didn't do, there's something else we did do. Right, it's one of the great difficulties for people. They get dragged into court, and if they've been found guilty of something and they're dragged into court for that same thing, the automatic assumption is, oh, they must be guilty. Well, when the standard is God, perfection, holiness, we're all guilty. We all are rightly cursed. The first commandment, the Ten Commandments, is you shall have no other God before me. But we don't need the Ten Commandments to know that we deserve God's justice poured out upon us. Romans 1. The trees and the birds, the sun in the sky, the moon at night, the stars, vast universe. It doesn't declare, my goodness, look at that! Against all odds, nothing exploded, and here we are. No, it declares there is a God who made us, to whom we are beholden. It would make sense that we would answer to Him, honor Him. But instead we go, oh no, I'm going to live for this, that, or the other thing instead. And in our situation, we don't make little wooden things and put them up on something and cover them in gold, right? We just do whatever we think because we are ultimately worshiping ourselves and we had no say in our being here. Yet we act as if we're gods. We are not. And yet the Spirit of God can dwell in us. How? Because on that Friday, Jesus became a curse. And through faith in Him, we get the goodness promised long ago to and through Abraham. The goodness originally lavished upon the first man and first woman. A goodness that outlasts this life. It is reconciliation to a just God. Which means justice has to be upheld. And that is what Christ upheld on Good Friday. The language of Galatians uses the Old Testament language of cursed. He became a curse. He became guilty. Not because he actually committed any offense or disobedience. Because he committed none. But he willingly became guilty on behalf of his people. And took upon himself the consequences that the guilty deserve. That through faith in Him, we would have the very Spirit of God dwelling in us. That we could call the Maker of heaven and earth Father. Instead of fearing Him as Judge. We don't use the word cursed the way Scripture is. But you hear that word. You also hear a lot of curses. That's a great opportunity. Every time you hear a curse, and it's pretty much common language these days, it's like sentence filler for everybody. Think, Jesus became a curse. That I, if my faith is in Him, could know the goodness of God I could never earn and do not deserve. And there is nothing gooder than that. I don't like watching realistic movies because not only was there injustice for Ken Miles in life, but if his faith wasn't in Christ, then he got justice. And I hate thinking about that. But we must. And we do. We clamor for justice, though sometimes our idea of what's just is off. We clamor for it when we've been offended, when we've been wronged. How much more so then is it right that justice be upheld before the Holy One, the Maker of heaven and earth? And it has been. And it will be. It has been once and for all in Christ for all who entrust themselves and their lives to Him. Believe that He really is the Son of God who, though innocent, died for the guilty. Was raised on the third day. And it will be when the one raised on the third day, the one who died on that tree, the one who became a curse, returns as judge of the living and the dead. God does indeed uphold justice, and even that is good. As we to various degrees affirm when we cry out for justice. But the good that He brought about in His first coming is a just escape from justice. Not a pardon, but justification. For those of us going through 2 Corinthians together, 2 Corinthians 5 should come to mind. The Father, He made Him, Jesus the Son, who knew no sin, to become sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Same concept. Different words, picking up on different Old Testament passages. Because the Old Testament, New Testament, one book, one message, God's message. A giving of blessing, then a promise of restoring it. And on Good Friday, that became possible. For anyone and everyone, Jew and Gentile alike, through faith in the one who became a curse. Join me in prayer. Father, I confess I don't fully grasp the weight, the gravity of the situation. I do to some degree, but not fully. Of your innocent, spotless Lamb. The one who did do all that is in your law. Being tortured to death willingly. On the one hand, what injustice! And yet I barely get it. And on the other hand, justice satisfied. That the greatest good of all goods could be known. You. Forgiveness, reconciliation. The very presence of your Holy Spirit, by which we can cry out, Abba, Father. Only you. Only you can come up with such a plan and fulfill it. And you have. And to you be all praise, glory, and honor. And I pray that by your mercy upon each one of us in this room tonight, all of our trust, love, and devotion, because the greatest good has been brought to us at the greatest and most perfect price. The Son of God becoming cursed in our place. And it is in your Son's name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.